Hello,
Hello.
my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning
Yes,
a call
sir.
back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
This is him.
All right. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
I need a file for it.
Okay. Could you provide your social security number for me, please, to get started?
419-350-3777. I tried to do it all online like 3 different times last night and then 2 different times on my phone this morning, and apparently all system is down.
Okay. Well, it shouldn't be down.
Well, it said it wouldn't let me complete it or whatever, so I don't know what's going on with it. I was just letting you know, though.
Okay. Could you verify your name for me?
John Brandon Hillier.
All right. And could you verify your date of birth?
May 4th, 1988.
And what would be your mother's maiden name?
Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Okay. Could you verify your driver's license number or non-driver ID for me, please?
754-6608.
Okay. Do you have an old non-driver ID that you used to use?
No, ma'am. I don't think so.
Okay. Did you
Maybe.
Ever have a non-driver ID?
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I used my military ID. That was about it.
Okay. All right, what are your last two employers?
I'm pretty positive it would be Alabama Remodel Restoration Services and possibly HPH Mechanical. No. Am I right?
I don't know. I have to submit it so we can make sure that we can proceed with no bumps on your claim.
I got you. Sam, I'm sorry. I need to finish this phone call, okay? Huh? No, ma'am. I do not. Yeah, I'm going to go in there and get it. I'll see you back at the house. I love you. Bye.
Okay. Now, what are your last... What do you think your last two employers are?
Alabama Remodel and Restoration Services. ARRS.
Okay.
And I've been with them for numerous years. I'm pretty positive the one before that would be HPH Mechanical.
HPH?
Mechanical. Yes, ma'am.
And just bear with me while they look into that.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I'm sorry. My phone's picking up in there. The phone's connecting to the car. I got to finish it. I'll be home in a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Yes,
sir. I apologize for the wait. They're just updating things. Not updating. They're just checking it out just to make sure that we can continue without it having an error. That's probably why it wasn't letting you file, because there's a driver's license number or non-driver ID in our system that doesn't match what you gave me.
Oh, well, I don't know why. But it was 7546608, correct?
No, that's not what we have.
Well, that's what I told you earlier, right?
I think so, something like that.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Look, we got a service.
Do you know about how long it would take for it to kick in?
What do you mean?
Once it's approved? Like when I get money this weekend?
It normally takes roughly 2 to 3 weeks to process claims. So I'm not sure that it will kick in this weekend.
Okay.
Are you on like a 1 week leave?
Ma'am.
Are you on a 1 week leave or vacation period at work?
No, ma'am. I got fired.
Okay.
For personal reasons, if we want to be honest with you.
And I'm sorry it's taking so long. We have been so busy today.
I don't know. I heard. I could tell.
Okay. We can go ahead. Have you ever filed a claim before?
I have before, like, who knows how many years ago. I want to say it was right before I went in the military.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and update your driver's license first. Is it a driver's license or is it a non-driver ID?
It's a driver's license.
Okay, what state is it in?
Alabama.
All right, and what's that number for me one more time?
754-6608.
Okay. Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am, but I do get disability from the military.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military or United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
My checking account.
Okay. I can set that up if you could provide a routing number and bank account number for a traditional bank.
Okay, give me a second.
Go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Look on my phone. All right, are you ready?
Go ahead with a routing number start if you could.
314-074-6608.
3149.
Okay, 314-074-269.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Account number?
Okay, go ahead.
011-225-9219.
Okay. Is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
When you served in the military, did you serve in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. What would be a good mailing address for you?
499 Shady Hill Road. My physical address is different.
Okay. What's the city and the zip code?
Warrior, Alabama, 35180.
Okay. And what is the residence address?
1814 Meadowbrook Drive Southeast. Meadowbrook is one word.
Okay.
Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
How do you spell Coleman? I thought it was C-O-L-E.
No, ma'am. It's C-U-L-L-M-A-N.
Oh. Can you tell I don't live over there? Okay.
It's okay.
And what was the zip code again? I apologize.
35055.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
I haven't changed it at the mail place yet. I just recently got married.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number to reach you at?
205-948-5331.
Okay. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Phoenix City, Prattville, Madison, Warrior, or none of the above?
Warrior.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Emergency medicine, immunology, MD, radiation oncology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you?
5'10".
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said you did not serve on active duty in the last 18 months?
Not on active duty in the last 18 months, no, ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And when
is TRA?
It is a trade readjustment allowance. It's mainly for people whose jobs have moved overseas.
No, ma'am, I haven't.
All right. And what was your last day of work?
Friday.
This past Friday, so December the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Daytime only. I have kids.
Okay. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally work okay. in the trade or industry for which your past experience qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
Okay, well, I guess you're going to have to put me down for all shifts then.
Okay. I mean, we can put on that you can only work day shift. Would it be normal for people in your occupation to work night shifts?
No, ma'am. I'm a plumber.
Okay. Well, then that's fine. You can say yes because you don't work night shift in your occupation anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I follow.
And
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You're fine. It's a weird worded question, so I don't blame us for having to get into that one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I still got unemployment coming in because I was only on unemployment for like, I think, 3 weeks last time, if I remember correctly, and I had another job.
Right. Okay. Now, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ten tops. I live in Coleman. I know there's plenty of people hiring in Coleman.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$23 an hour.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what would be a good job description for you?
Plumber.
Okay.
Journeyman
plumber. And you are seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Can I change my hourly rate can I change that to 25? Because that's what I made for the past year or so, and I would really like to not make any less.
Right. You can change it to whatever you think would be most comfortable for your lifestyle. Because I know some people will be like, oh, $8. And I'm like, is that what you really make? They're like, no, I make 20. And I'm like, you really want to put $8? Because, yeah, I understand desperate times, but if you won't be able to afford anything, then can you really afford it? Yeah. All right. And what would be the name of your most recent employer?
A.R.R.S.
Okay. The Alabama Remodeling.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm on the phone, Lucy. Okay, I'll be in just a minute.
And we're almost done. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
And what would be a good telephone number to reach the facility that you worked through or with?
205-470-0434.
Okay. And what would be your employment start date with them?
Oh, shoot. Years and years. I'm saying maybe June, July. Lucy, put that back in the bag. Lucy, put it back in the bag. Oh, I shot a deer this morning. The kids have been messing with the rack that I got cut off. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Honestly, I don't know. I'm guessing April of 2017, maybe longer.
Okay. Do you have an estimate for a day?
Let's just go April 1st, 2017.
Okay. You said 2017?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What city and state is your work performed in?
Everywhere. Everywhere in the state of Alabama, in the greater Birmingham area. Just put Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following for any time after your last day of work? Like vacation pay?
I was fired, and they're not giving me my vacation for next year. I think that was the reason, or one of the reasons why I was fired.
Okay.
I was fired for no reason.
All right, so you don't expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. I was
All
beforehand,
right.
I got fired, but not now.
All right. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. And you were terminated. What was the reason given?
Because I was rude or I was disrespectful during a Christmas party. His wife wanted to do something really rude and talk to me however rude she wanted to. So for my wedding gift, I gave it back to him. So my boss fired me the next day. Tell me that don't suck.
So I'm confused. What happened?
I was fired because, hey buddy, I'm still on the phone, okay? What's the matter? Hey. I was fired because my boss's wife wanted to text ugly or say she wanted to be disrespectful to me. So for the Dirty Santa gift, I brought back the wedding gift because she gave me beard wash for a wedding gift. And I gave it right back to her at Dirty Santa.
Okay.
And that's why I said personal reasons.
Okay. Well, what did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
There was nothing to do. He called and explained, and I was trying to explain. He's like, you know what? You're fired. I'm like, okay. I'm the kind of person, I'm not going to be disrespected by anybody. I don't care how much money you make and being snooty and all that other kind of stuff. You ain't going to do it to me. I work hard for my money. I work my way all the way up. I'm an upholding citizen, serving the military. You ain't going to talk to me however which way you want to. I've already done that in the military. I'll be danged if I do that in the civilian world. You give what you get. You be respectful to one another.
All right. And what is the name and the title of the person that informed you of your termination?
Clint Singletary, CEO.
Okay. Clint?
Yep. Clint Singletary.
Okay. And what was the date that you were informed of your termination?
Saturday morning.
This past Saturday?
Yep, December 10th.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
That would be the only one, correct? The 10% tax?
Yes.
Withhold, only a bit of withholding? Yes, that's fine.
Okay. I have reset your temporary PIN code for you. This will be how you claim your benefits. When you do your weekly certification, do you have anything to write it down with?
Let me put it in my notes. Unemployment PIN. All right, go ahead.
All right, it is 7788. And when you do your first certification, I do recommend that you change this to something that you'll remember.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, and I have a couple of closing statements for you, and then we'll be finished up.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you log in at the website alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That is Alabama all spelled out. Works has an S at the end. So alabamaworks.alabama.gov. There you'll update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits because you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
That's fine.
All right. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits.
So what do you mean? I got to call in.
You have to call in every single week within the time period allotted to claim your benefits. If you miss a claim week, your claim could go inactive and you will not be able to claim without refiling.
Okay.
Okay. A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. So if you choose to file via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number that you would call each week is 205.
Hang on 1 second.
Go ahead.
205.
458. 2282.
And this is for...
Those are for your weekly certifications.
Gotcha. So I got to call that number every Monday.
Well, Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. It's whatever day is most convenient for you, because claiming is a two-step process. You have to apply for a job and use that information for your weekly certification. So we realize that. Not all places are hiring. Might take you a couple of days to get an application out. So you have Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and not on Saturdays.
Okay.
So you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet starting next week, which will be this coming Sunday, the 18th.
Oh, wow.
I know. That does not sound right. Feels like yesterday was the 4th.
Yeah.
All right. Now, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, you'll call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Now, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
That's fine.
But that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, sir, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good time. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.